So where are we? Well, COVID-19 has killed more than 11,000 people in the U.S. The number of confirmed cases in this country has passed 378,000. Worldwide, the death toll is more than 76,000, the largest share in Italy, where more than 16,500 people have died. Norway's prime minister said today that the country will begin to lift some of the restrictions imposed to prevent the spread of the virus. That's something U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams told ABC's Good Morning America he's hoping for.
But I want the American people to know there is a light at the end of this tunnel, and we feel confident. And if we keep doing the right thing for the rest of this month, that we can start to slowly reopen in some places.
But before that can happen, scientists need to learn more about the coronavirus and how they might develop an effective vaccine. And for that, there's research going on around the country, as Ray Ellen Bichelle of the Mountain West News Bureau has been finding out.
Sometime around Valentine's Day, a box arrived at a lab in Fort Collins, Colorado. It contained vials full of coronavirus, just what Lindsay Hartson and her colleagues had been waiting for.
Yes, we were really excited.
They started growing the virus first. Then, once there was enough of it to work with, Hartson got to business experimenting with different ways of killing it.
Yeah, we found that using the techniques that we're using in the lab, we've been really successful at inactivating the virus.
Hartson is a lab manager at Colorado State University's Infectious Disease Research Center, and she's doing this work because a killed virus is the key ingredient in the COVID-19 vaccine they're trying to make. The idea is that the killed virus would act like a wanted poster for the immune system, basically saying it looks like this size, this shape, and it's dangerous.
If we don't have it exactly, we're very close.
But in order to make a good wanted poster, you have to kill the virus the right way. You can't completely obliterate it. It still needs to look like the virus that causes COVID-19. Hartson's weapons of choice for killing the virus the right way sound ridiculously simple: vitamins and light. To be specific, she puts the virus in a plastic bag, squirts in some vitamin B2, also known as riboflavin.
If you take a vitamin supplement or a daily supplement, you're likely taking some riboflavin into your diet.
And then she slides the bag into what looks like a copy machine to give it a dose of UV light equivalent to about 1/4 of a second in a tanning bed.
The actual light treatment itself takes less than a minute, which is fantastic. It's pretty quick.
The combination of vitamin B2 plus UV light ruins the virus's genetic material, so it can't multiply.
Really, the next big step is, does this induce an immune response? You know, we're very confident in our ability to inactivate the virus and produce that end of the vaccine. Now the question is, will it do what we want it to do in an in vivo model?
In this case, the term in vivo model is a fancy way of saying hamsters. Hartson's colleagues in another lab in Colorado are now trying to figure out if the virus she killed actually protects hamsters from a live version of the virus. Ray Goodrich is the executive director of the Infectious Disease Research Center at Colorado State University. He says they expect to know by the end of this month if it's working or not.
The step in parallel that we'll be running is, how do we scale this up?
Now, this is just one option for a potential vaccine. For example, researchers in Seattle came up with a potential vaccine using a different approach, and they've already started testing to see if it's safe in people. Goodrich says, that's fine.
When you have a problem of this magnitude, attacking it from every possible angle that you can is wise.
Meanwhile, in a small town called Hamilton, Montana, scientists with the National Institutes of Health are also working hard on COVID-19.
My name is Emmy DeWitt.
I'm Vincent Munster.
They work at a place called Rocky Mountain Laboratories, and they aren't offering any interviews at the moment because they're slammed with COVID work. So I dug up some recordings I made when I visited the place back in 2016, when they'd been studying all kinds of nasty viruses.
Influenza A viruses, seasonal flu, pandemic flu, avian flu, and 1918 flu, Nipah virus, Ebola virus, PRRS, P-R-R-S-V, which is a pig virus. Then there's MERS coronavirus.
And now, the virus that causes COVID-19. On that visit 4 years ago, they showed me what it was like to do this kind of work. For really deadly viruses like Ebola, they take these suits off a rack. They look like floppy plastic space suits with rubber boots attached. They attach an air hose so they don't breathe in anything bad, and zip themselves inside.
You're in your own little bubble doing your own thing.
They usually use a simpler getup for studying COVID-19, though animal studies will sometimes take place in the high biosafety lab. In any case, they've been busy. They already figured out how the virus invades human cells and are among the scientists who came out with the study that found that the new coronavirus can stick around on plastic and steel for up to 2 or 3 days. Now, on their long to-do list, test the efficacy of future vaccines. For Here and Now, I'm Raelynn Bishel.